and the Athens Blue Jays having themselves of an inning, taking a 4-2 lead here, and they got the bases loaded, Scotty, no outs. Adamitis,
two runs in already,
and Daniel Adamitis coming in to spell Aiden Tobias here at pitcher. Aiden was just struggling to throw some strikes in this last inning and just almost hit a wall.
Yep, went three strong innings, and he's at 3+, and right now he's got Danny's inheriting all these runners. Yep. Right now this is Aiden's responsibility on base. What you're going to get here from Danny is a right-hander, throws strikes. He's got a really, really, really good changeup, Jeff. You can't even tell. And a lot of people are like, oh, he doesn't throw very hard and this and that. And then he throws a fastball, and then he throws his changeup, and it looks exactly the same. And he gets a lot of outs with it.
Nice. I've seen him pitch in a couple games here early on this season. Really impressed, because he didn't have a lot of experience pitching in the past. It might be his first year actually getting on the mound at the varsity level and doing a nice job. But, you know, a senior does what seniors do. And you can tell he's a senior out there and up for any challenge.
Infield's playing up again.
And Heather and Cully in the car, I never even thought about it. They're probably listening to us, Scott. Didn't even think about that. Hi, Cully. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Nobody else. Leadoff hitter Ty Johnson, the third baseman in there. Infield is up. I'm afraid here, Jeff. That pitch missed just down.
Ball one.
I think you got to get an out here.
You really need an out.
Yep.
Anything you can get, start sacrificing some. You got to get a little momentum towards getting some outs. Adamitis, this one to the outfield. Kulwicki runs up on it, makes the catch, throws it in. Kulwicki, a nice job out there in center field.
The runner at third made a mistake. He should have been
tagging.
He didn't. So that is a big, big out for the Loggers.
But a nice job by Kulwicki, making the catch in the outfield.
Daxton Niethelm, the devastating left-hander. He already has a double and a triple. He's got one out to left and one out to right, Jeff.
Yeah, he's having quite the ball game here today, pitching nicely. And here's the pitch. Another strike from Adamitis. You hit it right on the head, Scotty. He throws strikes.
Yep. And now he's got to go to the changeup, Jeff, see if he can get him to roll over on something. Because Niethelm has shown he can go to right and to left. And both balls were really hit hard.
Here's a pitch from Adamitis. That one left side hits
right
the gap.
Jeff.
One runner comes in. Two runners are going to come in as it's bobbled out in left field. And that one's thrown to the shortstop. More runners are moving. The Loggers in disarray in this inning here. It's 6-2. Athens leading.
Yep. The snowball fight out there, Jeff. And with the bases loaded like that, with a good hitter like Daxton Niethelm, all he did was, if shortstop's back, that's a ball, that's an out.
Yeah.
A fielder's choice ground ball. Runners in, and Niethelm gets two more RBIs here on that single. So he's a home run away, Jeff, from the cycle.
Wow.
Error on the play on that throw home.
6-2. Wasn't expecting that. Loggers early on looked like they were going to run away with this game. And
yep.
Stepping in right now, Caden Honor, the center fielder, or no, the right fielder. And first pitch from Adamitis, high. Ball one.
So, 6-2 here in the fourth.
Top of the fourth inning.
Only one out. A lot of game left for the Loggers.
And that one hit into the outfield. Kulwicki gets under it, makes the catch, gets it in. Runner's going to score. Ooh, and almost got Tobias faked at home, and the runner led off of second, almost getting tagged out. But Loggers got two outs there. It's 7-2.
So sacrifice fly to center, and now Hunter healthy. The left fielder desperately need this last out, Jeff. They don't need that two-out hit because at second base, Daxton Niethelm is definitely going to score.
Yeah, anything in the outfield, he's going to score. Here's the pitch from Adamitis. He's going to third. Kuchiba, no throw.
Nothing hurt there, really.
Play at first base here. Loggers just need an out. Strike one was the call. It's 0-1. Two outs. Here's a pitch from Adam Itis. Shot up the middle. The runner's going to score. It's 8-2. And this is a rally inning right here, Scott.
It is, and Heath Elm scores for the...
And that's going to bring up Caleb Craycraft. Craycraft stepping in from the right side with the runner on first base, two outs. Runner's going to go. This one goes back to the short or to the backstop on a wild pitch.
Has a stolen base there, Jeff. He was on the move. He was going to get there either way. So Athens running all over now, and Danny trying to get back to this. So another runner in scoring position, and Phillips Loggers on their heels here, Jeff. Caleb Craycraft, he walked to lead off this inning. Boy, I tell you.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours.
It sure does.
And here's batting from the right side, Nick Pittman. Or I'm sorry, still Craycraft yet. It was strike one. 1-1 is the count here, two outs. Top of the fourth inning. 8-2, Athens leading the Loggers now. And here's the pitch. It's nice the plate.
Block. Nice block there.
Good job by Kuchiba. Kuchiba. Sawyer Kuchiba staying active behind the plate. He's bouncing around. Kid, he sure isn't lazy, that's for sure.
I'm sure he's happy to do it, too. On a day like this, it's nice to move around.
That pitch from Adam Itis on the outside corner. He gets strike two.
And that's where he's got to live now, and that's where they should set up right here, Jeff. 2-2 with two outs against Craycraft.
And two down, 2-2. Runner on second, the big lead. Here's the pitch, swung foul back.
A fastball right down the middle. He left one out over the plate. And pretty fortunate we didn't have another single there.
Yeah.
2-2, two outs. Let's see if they change it up here a little bit and try to paint
and
a dish.
Hunter Helke over at second base with a big lead. He's going to take third easy. And they're going to let him go. Man, another stolen base for the Blue Jays.
Full count, two out.
Here's the pitch from Adam Itis. Shot to the right side. Henderson bobbles it off his glove. And no go. And another run scores, and the inning continues.
And, that stolen base cost them too, Jeff. Now it's 9-2. And Craycraft put the ball in play. Made it happen.
Yeah.
Pittman's going up, and he walked last time and scored. So 11th man to bat here, Jeff.
Adam Itis is going to try again. Here's the pitch. Up high. Pittman takes ball one.
Those crooked numbers, Jeff, are tough to come back from.
They are. And Adam Itis gets a sign from Kuchiba, runner on first base for the Blue Jays. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Loggers looking to throw a strike. We're going to send it to the Bucks game here in playoffs, taking on the Indiana Pacers here. Bucks up 1-0 in that series. Going to be following this game. We got another ball. No, that was strike one. So 2-1 is the count here. To Nick Pittman. And here's a pitch. That one followed back. 2-2 is the count now. Adam Itis one strike away from getting out of this inning. It's 9-2. Athens leading the Loggers. And a forgettable inning.
Very. The unending inning here, Jeff.
The unending inning when everything that goes wrong does. This one shot in the outfield. Is Kulwicki going to make all three outs? He does. Jack Kulwicki out in center field. Gets all three outs in the inning, unfortunately. seven runs were scored by the Athens Blue Jays. It's 9-2. Athens leading the Phillips Loggers. We're heading into the bottom of the fourth inning. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Phillips Loggers taking on the Athens Blue Jays. And the Athens Blue Jays just put it to the Loggers in that last or that bottom half of the first inning, as they scored seven runs in that inning, that the inning that just wouldn't end. And
started out with two walks, and then a fielder's choice. They should have taken an out there. Then they walked E6.
Ethan Podmolik stepping in for the Loggers right now. And to finish it off, it was a lot of hits. Podmolik takes strike one high. Okay, that was up around his neck.
Yeah.
So Braden Rivak on deck. Gonna have to give it to the ladies in concessions. Good brats. How was that burger, Tyler? Give him a thumbs up. And the concessions here at ball two or ball one, strike one now to Podmolik. Concessions here in Phillips. They do a nice job. And detail from the left side. Here's the pitch to Podmolik. That was called strike one on the first pitch right there. Podmolik takes it again here for ball two. 2-1 is the count to Podmolik with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 9-2. Blue Jays leading the Loggers. Here's a pitch inside. Ball three. Get a base runner here. Braden Rivak on deck. See what Brado can do.
He found sat on the bench for 25 minutes. So
for a long time.
3-1, the inning before was not easy as far as how many pitches. It was a 1-2-3 inning, but...
And there's the pitch. Podmolik swings right through that one. Brings up a full count.
Podmolik a little out front on that fastball, and these guys got to really wait back because here comes that bender. It's going to be slow and easy. I bet you that's what he's going to get on the foot.
And Podmolik drives that one down the third base side. Foul ball. And that pitch, that Podmolik hit it in the exact same spot as he did last time, where it looks like it's going right over the back corner of the third base side. But it was called foul ball.
Yep.
So Podmolik stays alive here. He would have been first down there at first base if
they
bobbled.
Did call it foul?
He called it foul ball.
Yeah, that was a really bad call. I don't know.
Yeah.
He caught in fair territory and before the bag, and surprising. Okay, so Podmolik gets another chance. It was actually an error on the play. I didn't see him call.
And that one's low. Podmolik going to take his base.
So Podmolik draws a walk and a close pitch, Jeff.
A real close pitch. Now Braden Rivak going to step in for the Loggers.
So good senior leadership right there from Podmolik.
Yeah.
To try to get on base, and that's what you really needed.
And we got Colin Kleinschmidt. Scoots. He's on deck for the Loggers.
He really can run.
Yeah, he can.
Now out of the stretch, the wrong-hander.
That one.
Brings that one high.
Way high. Catcher had to jump for that one. Colin had a, what, he had a bunt leadoff or a bunt in that last inning, ran it out, would have been safe no matter what. And they threw it over first, got to second. He ended up scoring on Malk with a nice lead at first. And that one, ooh, I thought that was over Revac's head.
Called a strike, 1-1, generous on the high side there.
Swing away here, kids.
1-1.
No outs.
The guys had a big zone, although in the last inning it looked like it kind of tightened up a little bit.
And
that one was
a little bit lower.
Closer.
Yeah.
So 2-1 on Revac. Revac's not sure what to do here. Podmolik at first, and struggling a little bit here now is Deep Elm.
Throwing a lot of pitches.
Sitting on the bench.
So no outs. Here's the pitch to Revac. Revac follows that one back.
Good pitch to hit. It's 9-2 Blue Jays, bottom of the fourth, and Loggers just gave up 7 runs in the top half of the inning. They're looking to do something here. Podmolik's at first. It's a 2-2 count and nobody out. And Braden Revac up to bat from the right side.
Revac digs in. Here's the pitch. That one over his head. Ball three. Full count to Braden Revac. Braden struck out in his first at-bat.
Wind picking up a little bit.
Yeah, you can see the jerseys flying around. And here's the pitch. And it's high. Look, lower than the strike that he called. Braden Revac taking his base. Runners at first and second with no outs. Colin Kleinschmidt checks up, and we got a timeout on the field here. And
it's like a mirror image of what happened, Jeff. Last time up, or in the top of the inning, we walked the first two guys.
Yeah, mirror they image, bunted. Exactly.
Yeah. They bunted, and then we didn't get an out. And
we're going to stay right here during this timeout. Going to go over our high school sports sponsors and thank you all these businesses for helping bring you this game with Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
So Dethelm is going to stay in the game. Runners at first and second, 2 walks here.
What do you think Coach Witten told them out there? Just knock it off?
Hey, we got a 7-run lead here. Throw strikes. Make them hit the ball. And infield, playing normal depth. Podmolik with a huge lead at second.
He could walk to third. He's halfway there already.
There's a called first strike on Colin, and Colin just needs to put the ball in play and see what happens.
Ty Henderson on deck. No, Sawyer Kuchiba on deck for the Loggers. Be back with a short lead. They're both going to go. Kleinschmidt swings, and both runners are safe.
Double steal. Dangerous right there. Down 7 runs, but why not?
Taking chances. And now we got runners at second and third with no outs, but 2 strikes to Colin Kleinschmidt.
Podmolik can really motor for...
Once it gets going.
Yeah, for a...
Once it gets going, the train...
Well, he gets
stop the train. Yeah,
quick,
he does. But you're not stopping that one. You know what I mean?
Now, big lead out of second here.
And that one up high. The plow? That would make sense for Ethan Podmolik. The plow, they called him in football.
Kleinschmidt needs to put the bat on the ball right here. 1-2, nobody out. Runners at second and third, and Loggers need to start chipping away. And there's a ball in the dirt.
And 2-2 is the count here.
9-2 Athens, but the Loggers threatening here with nobody out, runners at second and third. They just performed a double steal. And here we go. From the stretch, here's the pitch.
Kleinschmidt gets that one to the outfield. No, that one behind us. I thought that was going to the outfield. It just went over the dugout, the home dugout, the Loggers.
Kleinschmidt got a piece of that. He'll get back in the box from the right side. 2-2 the count. Nobody out. Bottom of half of the inning here in Phillips, Wisconsin. That pitch down in the dirt blocked nicely, but that runs it full. And two walks already from Detelm in the inning, and I don't know if Coach Detelm is going to keep him going here because his son, Daxton, who's pitched a nice game so far, is having trouble.
Hitting that wall in this inning right here.
Full count.
But the Loggers still have some runs to score. And Collin hits that one left side. The third baseman fumbles it. They're not going to get him. He's safe. Podmolik scores. Rebac goes to third. And now you know, Scotty, why we call him Scoots.
Yeah.
Hit down the line. He hit a shot to third base over there.
Third baseman just got handcuffed a little. It dropped in front of him. He made a good strong throw over there. And
Collin beat him by a step.
Yeah, and he can really, really, really motor. He does. He probably could stand on first base and steal second.
He could. And I want to see it happen. I'm pretty sure he's going to go right now.
He should. He's only two steps away. So we'll see what the left-hander does.
And that one followed back. Kuchaba at the plate here.
Nobody out. One run in for the Loggers, first and third. And that ground ball, tough handle for the third baseman. You know, when you got this spongy ground out here early on, Jeff, the ball just kind of plinks around. You don't know which way it's going to go. Scoots over at first. Here's a stretch. And there he
goes. Collin's going to go. Swings through it. And Collin going to get a stolen base. It looked like a little bit of a stall. Trying to get into a pickle type action over there.
They threw it hard to the catcher. That's that'd be play three, Jeff.
Did Collin stop like halfway there, though?
He might have been trying to do that.
I think he was trying to do a little bit of trickery, get something going over there.
I don't know why he came up and out.
Yeah.
9-3 here, bottom of the fourth.
Kuchaba at the plate. That one hits the ground, gets to the backstop. Rebac motors home. Baden Rebac's going to score. It's 9-4. Loggers having a little bit of momentum on their side, trying for this comeback. What do we call that, a rally inning, Scott?
Yeah, it is. 9-4, Jeff. And remember back in the day, you'd wear your hat backwards or whatever.
Flip it inside out.
Flip it inside out.
Not seeing anyone doing that yet.
I don't know if they know that.
They might not know. I might have to go talk to them down there.
1-2, nobody out. And this is where Sawyer's just got to put the bat on the ball here.
They must not have watched Angels in the outfield. Kuchaba swings through that one. It goes to the fence. Collin Schmidt scores. Kuchaba is going to get first. And just like the last inning for the Loggers, everything going wrong for Athens. And it's 9-5 with no outs here. The first baseman was standing halfway to second base when he threw it down there.
Well, I don't know if he was understood. Now I think we're going to have to, they might have a pitching change right here.
It looks like
it's going to be a pitching change. They're going to the center fielder, Jeff. That is Craycraft.
Yeah. So it's the bottom of the fourth inning. Loggers just scored three runs. It's 9-5 right now.
Nobody out.
And we're going to
runner
on first. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and the Civic Media app for a 1 minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's 9-5 now. The Athens Blue Jays leading the Phillips Loggers, but the Phillips Loggers having a bit of a comeback here, scoring three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. We have a runner on first base, that's Sawyer Kuchiba, who struck out, but another error by Athens on the wild pitch or the pass ball got him to first base. Loggers on fire here.
Scoring a run, too.
Yeah. And it's momentum here all on the Loggers' side after Athens had the inning that just wouldn't end. Looks like we're in that part of the inning here right now. And we got our Phillips Loggers, Lady Loggers, playing softball at the other field. Don't have any updates. If anyone knows, send us a message about those or about that game. But Ty Henderson going to step in for the Loggers, the ninth hitter, with Lane Abraham on deck. And we're going to see what Caleb Craycraft brings to the table here. Craycraft on the mound here. Henderson digs in. I think Ty had an RBI early in this game, an RBI single. And here's a bunt, a nice one from Henderson. Oh, it goes foul.
And he would have made it at first, Jeff.
He would have.
And I kind of like that with the new pitcher. He hasn't thrown the ball over to first base. He's been playing center field and just foul. Kicked foul, Jeff. Bad. Probably in one of those.
Probably one of those ruts.
Yeah, those ruts. It's probably Colin Kleinschmidt's footprint there mm-hmm. that kicked it foul. Big lead over at first.
Lead from Kuchiba. He's going to go. And, oh, and a bad time to go.
Gosh.
If it was a line drive back to the pitcher, was the hit and run on that, Scott, or was it just a stolen base? Nonetheless, a rough opportunity, or a rough bit of luck right there for the Loggers. And just like that, there's nobody on with two outs. That is a buzzkill.
But they need to try to get it back going here.
Yep.
9-5 the score, bottom of the fourth.
And it says about the pitching change. It was the play of the game here so far. Abraham. That one. It was strike one. That was down in the dirt.
Lane turns away and walks out of the batter's box. A little unhappy.
And 9-5 is the score, guys. Loggers only down 4 right now.
Either way, it's a good inning. Stoyer had that base stolen, too, at second.
Mm-hmm. And strike on the outside corner. 0-2.
And Lane's got to put the ball in play and use his speed, too, because Athens hasn't shown that they make a lot of plays yet, Jeff. I mean, they just didn't make that you know, little liner there. There's a pitch down in the dirt, and it's blocked. And
Ball one.
So two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, 9-5 in favor of the Athens Blue Jays. From the stretch, Craycraft brings it home down low again.
And 2-2 is the count here to Lane Abraham. Lane Abraham, about 4 or 5 inches here in the last year. Every time on Facebook and stuff, I see a memory pops up and the boys are there. It's crazy to see Lane Menden now. So high school boys do. Here's a shot to second base. Second baseman gobbles it up. There's the third out. And what an inning for Caleb Craycraft. Getting out of that inning there, 1-2-3, and he faced two batters to get three outs, Scott. So impressive thing, rough luck for the Loggers, but still they got three runs in that inning to close the gap. Down by 4, it's 9-5. Athens leading the Blue Jays. We're going to send it back, or Athens leading the Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's 9-5, Athens Blue Jays leading the Phillips Loggers. We're in the top of the fifth inning. That fourth inning was a long one on both ends. It felt like it took an hour. And Athens Blue Jays set to bat here again, leading off for the Blue Jays.
Adam Belter.
Belter plays the first base.
He bunted last time up, and
got a
they tried to get somebody at third. Got a fielder's choice on a bunt.
And the sun peeking in over our into our booth here. And Daniel Adamitis going to continue for the Loggers. Keep throwing strikes.
Danny, lanky right-hander.
And he steps in. And Belter digs in. Here's Adamitis with the pitch. A shot out into center field. Kulwicki got to get back. He does. And Kulwicki makes the catch out in center field. Kulwicki doing a nice job. He dropped that first one. That was some trouble. But he's tracked down three nice balls out there, making the catch. 9-5 the score. One out here. Top of the fifth inning. And Logan Eben out to bat. And here's a shot straight up. Hoshiel's going to call it. He makes the catch. Two outs.
Two quick outs, and that's a good thing to get right away after a
horrible inning that they had against him in the last one.
Well, not only that, but they also had a chance there to really, really get back into the game. I mean, they cut the lead in half.
Yeah.
Or almost in half, and now getting back up there again is going to do good for him.
Adamitis takes on Mark Belter, or Mason Belter. Mason Belter, I'm going to guess a freshman out there.
Playing good at second base.
He
looked pretty shorthanded over there.
Yep, and he scored a run earlier. Put the bat on the ball. Here he does again. This one's going to be a pop-up to Aiden Tobias. Should end the inning. It does. 1-2-3, just like that. It's 9-5. We're in the middle of the fifth inning. Athens Blue Jays leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 9-5 lead for the Athens Blue Jays over our Phillips Loggers. But a nice 1-2-3 inning from Daniel Adamitis. Loggers back in action here, set to bat. Going to lead off with Aiden Tobias, the big left-handed hitter. And see if he can get things rolling for the Loggers. The keys to these innings, Scott, he's been, getting on base any way that you can, make them throw strikes. The walks have really led to runs every single time. And Tobias wants to get this inning rolling.
Aiden, batting from the left side. And scheduled right here, we got Aiden, Danny, and then
Drew. The meat, the heart of the order. And here's the pitch, Tobias, that one outside. Ball one.
3 feet outside there, Jeff.
Way outside. Tobias, I want to see him get a hold of one, Scotty. I'm going to do my Euchre impression if he does. And there it is. And that one outside by about 2 feet. He's getting closer. 2-0 is the count here to Aiden Tobias. Bottom of the fifth inning. It's 9-5. Blue Jays leading the Loggers. That one about a foot inside. Getting even closer. 3-0 is the count. And Tobias. And when you're in position right here, you don't swing no matter what, Scott. And there it is. Ball four outside. Takes his base. Leadoff walk for Aiden Tobias. Loggers got a runner on first base. And Daniel Adamitis stepping in.
Most important thing is here, Jeff, when you're down four runs later on in the game, you got to make sure that you make the pitcher work. And he walks the leadoff guy on four pitches.
Oh, that one almost hit Adamitis. Adamitis batting from the right side. Sun shining in right now. Batters got to tip their hats a little bit just to keep it out of their eyes. Adamitis checks the pitcher. Here's the pitch. That one looked good. That's a strike one. It's 1-1 to
kind
Daniel.
Quick pitching right there, and they shouldn't let him get into the stretch before Danny's in the box. And look here, see?
I see.
1-1 the count here. Tobias at first.
That one
inside.
Two balls, one strike to Danny Adamitis.
Craycraft missing. 2-1, and this is why you wanted to get to the bullpen here, Jeff.
And there we go. Another ball four. That was ball three. What's going on there? A lot of confusion going here. I think that was ball three to Danny Adamitis. Well, Aiden Tobias took off third base.
Stolen base.
Yeah.
And Danny walked up the line. He thought it was
ball four.
Ball four. And he's like, okay, wait a second here. And honest mistake from Danny.
It worked out all right.
Stolen base for Tobias. 3-1 the count here.
And there we go. It's going to make it a full count.
Danny looked, and now Tobias in scoring position at second. Loggers down 9-5 here, bottom of the fifth. Nobody out. Danny Adamitis, the three-hitter up.
Here's the pitch. Adamitis follows this one back. Nice pitch from Craycraft.
And Danny looking to just put the ball in play or draw a walk here.
Get on base, let Drew Hochschild do his thing.
Hochschild got his bat. He calls Pinky.
And a swing and a miss from Adamitis. A nice strikeout from Caleb Craycraft. There's one down here. Hochschild steps in from the left side. And Adamitis thought he had first base. Ends up striking out after that. Brewers down 1-0 to the Padres right now.
Pirates.
Or to the Pirates. And that pitch, strike? Did he call it a strike? Called strike one. Hochschild said, are you kidding me? The zone's big. The zone's big. It's been big all game here so far. Here's the pitch. That one outside. 1-1 is the count.
Craycraft really working fast, Jeff.
Yeah, a quick pitcher.
Fires.
Real quick rhythm pitcher.
And here's the pitch again.
And that one on the ground. Tobias going to third. And
ball
they
was
dropped the ball.
Really lucky there.
He was out by a mile. Not sure. Why you steal that one right there?
Well, it's...
With one down.
With one down, now any ball hit will get...
We'll get a run. And look at a manufacturer run. Get a little bit closer. You get this one. You have three at-bats left here, or three innings left to bat. Oshield from the right side. Swings and misses on that one. Strike two.
And our batters aren't ready because he's
so quick on it.
Watch now. Oshield is still stepping out. He's looking in for the sign. Oshield's finally ready here.
Here's the pitch. Curveball. Fouled back.
2-2 the count. One out. Oshield needs to put the ball in play. Get this run in. Athens is going to concede the run except at third base.
Craycraft gets his sign here. 2-2. Hoshiel got to protect. Here's the pitch. And Hoshiel bloops that one over the second baseman. A run's going to score. Nice shot by Hoshiel into right center field. And it's 9-6. Loggers within three.
And that's what you got to do as a senior. Half swing. Get that ball. He kind of was surprised at how hard the ball was hit, Jeff.
He barely tapped at it, and he really shot out in the left field.
It was like a check swing on the inner half, and it was kind of a looping line drive over the second baseman, actually quite a ways over the second
baseman. And I think you get Hoshield on his wheels again. Podmolik, slow grounder to second base. He's going to concede the runner at second, and it's going to be a fielder's choice. Podmolik thrown out at first. We got two outs, but we got another runner in scoring position through Hoshiel at second base. Braden Reback stepping in for the Loggers. Braden Reback with Colin Kleinschmidt on deck. And it's 9-6 here, guys, in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs. Podmolik at second base. Reback pops this one up. Looks like it's going to go foul. It does. And Reback got a walk and scored a run last at bat.
He put a good swing on that, Jeff. Just followed it straight back. 0-1 the count, two outs. Hoshiel leading from second. He's got a lot of space there.
That one, strike two on the outside corner.
And
Reback down in the count here, 0-2.
Both teams just letting the guy at second get an enormous lead, Jeff.
It's a little surprising to me. And that one, a glove slider curveball, curved outside. Reback takes ball one here. It's 1-2 here with two outs. Reback got to protect here on anything close.
Good layoff there. 1-2 the count, two outs.
And Hoshiel goes, and strike three called on Reback. He didn't pull the trigger.
And Hoshiel had that base ripped.
And Loggers get a run in that inning. It's 9-6 here. We're heading into the top of the sixth inning. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, the yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash, for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
Yeah, we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Loggers mounting a little bit of a comeback here, Scotty. It's 9-6. Loggers down by three heading into this sixth inning. And Loggers got the momentum back on their side. Danny Adamidis going to continue to pitch here in this inning. And up to bat, leading off, the leadoff hitter, Ty Johnson for the Athens Blue Jays. And
throw down there from Sawyer a little bit left. Top of the sixth here in Phillips, Wisconsin, Athens. Here we go, Jeff.
Here we go. Ty Johnson steps in. Daniel Adamidis takes the mound. Ty Johnson digs in for Athens. Batting from the right side. Here's the pitch from Adamidis. Strike one.
Paints the outside corner right there, and that's what we were working with Danny all this late fall, early spring.
Adamidis. Again, here's the pitch. Swung, fouled back. Danny's ahead in the count here. 2-0, or 0-2 in the count.
And now he's got three pitches in his arsenal. And actually, I guess four. He runs a two-seamer in on the hands. He's got that devastating changeup, which we really haven't seen here. He's got a nice little slider, too.
Here it is, Adamidis. That one, down low, ball one.
And sometimes you'll see some guys climb the ladder up, and Danny was trying to go down there and make sure nothing devastating happened. Only thing he could do there is ground out.
And here's the pitch. That one, swing and a miss. Strike three. Danny Adamidis gets a strikeout on the first batter. Going to bring up the starting pitcher, Daxton Detelm.
He's 3-for-3, Jeff.
3-for-3.
Single, double, and a triple.
He's been the MVP of the game here so far. And here's the Adamidis steps off.
I don't know. He was looking at over at the dugout, staring down a Blue Jay, Jeff. I bet you Blue Jays and loggers never have gotten along.
Uh-huh.
You know how annoying Blue Jays can be in the winter?
They do. They eat all the dog food.
And they've got that horrific call, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a shriek.
Mm-hmm.
Loggers probably have never gotten along with the Blue Jays.
No, they will take down the habitat. All right, here's a shot into the outfield. Rivak running it dull. They're not able to get to it. And that's going to stay as a single. It gets past the second baseman there, and they throw it. All right, before too much happens, quit throwing the ball. It's going to be a leadoff single, turns into a double.
A looping line drive between the right fielder and the center fielder. The throw in, short hops, Schmader on the bag at second, got by him, and then moving to second base is Daxton Detelm, and he's 4-for-4.
And that's going to bring up Caden Honor. Batting from the right side. Here's the pitch from Adamidis. Ball one. The runner at second base here with one out. Yeah, I did like how the loggers fielded that whole ball over there. There wasn't mass effort running at it. And Honor.
Last time he singled up the middle, he struck out twice.
Here's the pitch, and fouled right back at us. We've seen the themes on that one.
Danny jammed him there with a good fastball in on the hands. You don't have to throw hard to jam guys.
Yeah.
Because if you go away, and then you go back inside, and that's what he's been working, both sides of the plate, too. He's been doing a good job of it. 1-1 here.
Runner at second. It's a short lead. Here's the pitch. And this one shot into the outfield. That's going to drop. No, Kulicki makes the catch. And throws it on
the
third base.
Good play there by Kulicki.
Yeah, Kulicki gets the second out of the inning. He dropped that first one, and he's made five consecutive since.
Hunter Halke, who singled his last time. Sorry, last time Caden Honor had flown out to center. So Hunter Halke is 1-for-3 with a run scored, two strikeouts, and a RBI single. A couple stolen bases, too.
Adamidis, here's the pitch. Outside. Halke almost took at it.
And Danny missed pretty close there. He's not missing by much when he does. He's really pitching a nice ball game here. Even that ball hit by Daxton wasn't hit that hard out to the gap. Well,
Adamidis, runner's going to go, and this one fouled back. And the speedy Daxton Detelm.
And they need to do that pick move once in a while here, 1-1. I don't know. You know, it's a cardinal sin to get thrown out at third base. But all these runners stealing third have had big jumps.
Yeah.
And Detail can run. He was on the move there, followed back by Hunter Halkey.
And would have made it there easily, too.
Probably, yes.
They're now keeping him on a little bit. Here's the pitch. It hit the outside corner, painted it. Two strikes, two outs here.
And that's what Danny's been doing right there. He had his catcher set right out there. He hit exactly his spot. Remember, like we used to do, Jeff? Get our corners.
And here's the pitch here from Adamitis. Runner's going to go and shot back up the middle. Hit the mound. It bounced a weird way. Tobias with a beautiful scoop from Drew Hochschild. How many times have we seen the big Swede scoop those up and make up for a bad throw? But
yeah,
he's so good at doing that. Nice play from Drew Hochschild right there. And not an easy play at all to do that.
No, so, and, you know, Detail would have definitely scored.
Absolutely.
Gotten by the first baseman.
Without a doubt. So, at middle of the sixth inning here, it's 9-6. Loggers down by 3 runs to the Athens Blue Jays, and the Loggers going to have their chance to score. Coming up here, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and the Civic Media app for a 1 minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at heckmanauction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction,
heck yeah!
And we're back here, Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. We got a baseball game here tonight, guys. Maryland North matchup, Athens Blue Jays in town taking on the Phillips Loggers. The Blue Jays up 9-6. We're going to find out if what happened in the softball game. I see our softball girls just showing up, and I bet we can open the window and ask them. Colin Kleinschmidt at bat right now. And we'll see if we can ask these girls right here. Here's a pitch to Kleinschmidt. That one, though. Hey, girls, what was the score? You won or lost? 21-3. We'll tell everyone Phillips won. Athens girls beat the Phillips Loggers 21-3. Athens got a program over there.
Do they? Girls having fun anyway.
They are. They were all smiles coming over here to come watch the boys right now. So, Athens with the win on that side. Colin Kleinschmidt up right now at bat. It's 1-1 to him.
1-2, Jeff, now.
1-2 now. He's got to protect. 9-6 is the score. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Kleinschmidt fouls that one away. And stays alive. Still 1-2. Sawyer Kutsuba, the catcher, he's on deck.
Need runners here, Jeff.
Yeah, you need base runners on. You got the bottom of the order. These are the guys you want on base.
Yep, if not, you want to get into their bullpen again. Craycraft looks like he's knuckling down there to ground ball.
To second base. Can he run this one out? Not quite. Thrown out by a step, but that was a shot to second base. And you know I loved running those ones out too, Scotty.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, you would beat the ground with that. I don't know how you always like got him to fumble at once, Jeff.
It was part of the mystique.
It was.
They were so nervous I was going to beat them to first base that they fumbled it. That was my thing. All right. If you can't hit us in the outfield, you better be fast. That's the key.
I don't know. That one time we played men's league, I don't know how many times you beat it into the jersey. I don't know if you ever made it out, hit the ball over the outfield cut.
Yeah. Didn't need to. No need to. I'm a man of efficiency. Here's strike one here. To Sawyer Kutsuba, 1-1 to him with one out. Again, it's 9-6. The Blue Jays leading the Loggers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Athens softball team already beat our Phillips Loggers. And here, Kutsuba gets under this one, popped up. And it could be trouble, the center fielder and the shortstop nearly colliding. And they make the catch, Kutsuba, the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Ty Henderson, the nine-hitter. Henderson.
Ty, we need runners right here if you're a Loggers fan. Up 9-6 over Athens, or down 9-6, bottom of the sixth. Two outs here in Phillips. There's a pitch about 58 feet.
Yeah, hit the ground about a couple feet in front of the plate. And Loggers down to four outs left. Craycraft. And Henderson follows this one off left side.
Swung at ball two, Jeff. That was inside a little bit. That's the one thing I... probably better to get yourself into a good count. That ball was, questionable. Especially when the guy...
Right down by his feet.
Yeah. Swung,
got a hold of it. And this one he hits again. This one's going to be a fair ball bobbled by the third baseman. And he's off the base. Henderson's going to sneak on. And Henderson's safe.
That throw pulled the first baseman off. It was really close, Jeff. He almost got his foot down. Ty beat it out. And maybe that's the runner they need right here.
The tying run is on deck. That's Aiden Tobias. Lane Abraham with two down here. Henderson at first. Got to get on, Abraham. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner. Looked good. It's strike one.
Ty not on the move right there. 0-1 the count. Taking his time getting in the box. Here is Lane Abraham. The pitcher leaning in, Caleb Craycraft. Runner on first, two outs. Ty.
Abraham got a hold of that one. Fouls it off. Almost took out his dad over there in the bleachers. Just missed a couple fans.
And
scattered to go get that ball.
Kind of surprised they didn't run Ty here because there hasn't been anything close of anybody being thrown out, except a third, I should say. There was that one that was dropped there.
And here's the pitch. Henderson going to go. That one hits the wall. Henderson safe at second. He rounds second base.
He stole second and passed ball, too, on top of it. But that's a stolen base.
Kleinsmith probably would have made it over to third base on that one.
Probably.
In Park Falls, you certainly would.
Oh, gosh, yes. So, runner in scoring position here. So, could be a gift run if Lane can...
Oh. On the inside corner, they call it. Lane can't believe it. No one else can either. Strikes out to end the inning. That one about a foot inside. That one burnt him. It's 9-6 at the end of six innings. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local community since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here now. Scotty left us again for the final inning. He had some obligations to do here. It's 9-6. The Phillips Loggers are losing right now to the Athens Blue Jays, and the Athens Blue Jays in this top of the seventh inning. Final chance here for the Loggers. Got to get three quick outs. And leading off for Athens, Caleb Craycraft, the current pitcher. And Adamidis on the mound. He gets the sign from Kuchiba. Here's the pitch. That one fouled back right at us. Give me strike one. Get a quick inning. We need a quick inning here. Not only so we get our chance to bat, but it's getting a little colder, isn't it, Tyler? You feeling it? Feel the temperature dropping. We've got it. We're pretty lucky in the booth here, though. No wind bugging us. Here's the pitch from Adamidis. A curveball or a changeup. And Craycraft couldn't hold back. He swung at it out in front. And 0-2 is the count. Craycraft steps in. Adamidis gets his sign from Kuchiba. Here's the pitch. And popped up. It looks playable. Podmolek calls it off. He catches it from third base. One out.